Texans Radio. I'm DP Sidhu. Joining me today, tight end Steven Anderson. How's it going today, Steven?
Very good. Victory Monday. Everybody's in a great mood, and we're heading into the bye week. Going to get healthier. Going to look at the tape. Going to evaluate and see how we can do better. So it's a great time.
I'm so excited for the bye week, and I don't even go out there and play the games. I can only imagine how exciting it is for the players to get that little break in the middle of the season.
Absolutely.
Do you have big plans for the weekend?
Yeah, I'm just planning on going home, seeing my family, kind of touching base back home. You know, it's always good to, you know, see all your family and friends and kind of like refresh and just kind of get your mind right for the rest of the season.
And home is in California?
Yes. I'm originally from San Jose, California, but I fly back to Oakland, California, because that's where most of my family is at currently.
Okay, but your mom, I still hear her at the games, mm-hmm. pregame.
Yes.
Like, I hear her.
Yes.
She's got great seats, by the way.
Yes, absolutely.
So mom lives in Houston, or does she live in California too?
My mom lives in Tracy, California. It's about 45 minutes from Oakland, California.
And she comes to all your games, doesn't she, here?
Yes, she didn't come to this recent one, but most games she's at.
So. Okay. I usually hear you can do it better than me, the hootie hoot that she does for you. All right, I got to ask you about Sunday, because the big story before the game even started was Deshaun Watson walking in a Warren Moon jersey, mm-hmm. and people in Houston just loved that, as they should, because Warren Moon did some great things for the city. So I want to ask you, I know you're not from Houston, but if you could wear a throwback jersey of an athlete from Houston, who would it be? Putting you on the spot, I know.
I'd have to go Earl Campbell.
Oh, that's a fantastic number two choice right there.
Yes, absolutely. Great running back for when it was the Oilers, and he did like great things for the city.
You've never had a chance to meet him or talk to him? I know he's talked to some former players before.
Nah, I never had a chance to meet him. I definitely love the opportunity to, though.
All right, you know, I know a lot of players like to do this jersey swap after the games, and you've played some former teammates.
Yes.
You're going to play some former teammates in the next coming weeks. Let's talk about Sunday's game. Bryce Treggs.
Yes.
You played with him at Cal.
Yes.
Did you have a chance to talk to him? What's it like when you see former teammates on the opposite side?
It's a great feeling. Just seeing the guys who, you know, you saw before, like, all the notoriety and stuff like that. I mean, he had a little more coming into college, but just seeing those guys just continue to play the game they love, and, you know, it's just been really great and really just wonderful feeling just seeing, you know, people with, you know, he's with the Browns, and I know we play the Rams with Jared.
I was going to ask you about Jared Goff, because he's really coming along now in his second year, mm-hmm. and he was your former quarterback,
yes.
in college.
Yes, absolutely. Jared has shown a lot of improvement from this season and last season, and the Rams are doing really good right now, and that's really good seeing. And I always told people that, you know, when he was a rookie, he was young, and seeing Jared, how he went at Cal, all he needed to do was get comfortable with his teammate, the system. And, you know, I talked to him. He really likes his head coach and his teammates. And, you know, they got him Sammy Watkins for the...
He might be a little bit happy about that,
yes,
I can
yes,
see.
Definitely.
Yeah,
definitely. I texted him right after that. I was like, man.
So you still keep in touch with Jared quite a bit.
Yes, I keep in touch with my class who kind of came out that year. You know, it was Bryce Treggs, Darius Powell, Maurice Harris. Like, it was a bunch of people.
That's true,
who are on practice squads of 53s right now. And, you know, we keep in touch, see how everyone's doing, and, you know, share our personal stories.
All right, the jersey swaps. This happens after the games. Have you done any? Are you going to do any?
Yes, I did. I did it last year, I know, with CJ Anderson. He was my teammate also at Cal. I did it with Daniel Lasco in preseason. He was our running back there. And me and Jared actually exchanged jerseys already, so we probably won't.
You don't need to do it again.
Yeah, we wouldn't need to do that again. He actually has mine and the rest of our Cal teammates' jersey hanging up at his house in L.A., and I've been there and seen all that. So, you know, that was really great, and I have his hung up at my place, too. So, I'm trying to think about who else we play or who else we would come to, but I'm pretty sure, like, whatever teammate I run into, we'll do a German.
I think it's such a cool tradition. Obviously, it started in soccer, and now a lot of the younger players are doing it, and then you see some of the veteran players doing it, too. But yes. I think it's such a neat tradition to be able to do that and then to sort of collect the jerseys of your former teammates or players that you've really looked up to over the years, and you get to get their jersey as well and have it signed. Brennan Scarlett, mm-hmm. obviously, went to Stanford. Went to Cal and went to Stanford.
Yes.
Is there a little rivalry there?
Yeah. There's a lot of history with me and Cal. So when he said that he was, because we used to live together actually in college.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yes. So he was my. I actually met Brennan when I was 18 years old, before college officially started, and we were roommates for about 2 or 3 years at Cal before he transferred to Stanford. So
you must have been a horrible roommate. He was like, I'm out of here, and I'm going to the rival school on top of that.
I definitely respect his decision, because, you know, having a Berkeley degree and a Stanford degree, at the end of the day, like, whatever you want to look at, whatever the rivalry is, whatever the situation, as soon as you, I mean, hopefully in 20 years after football for Brennan, that when
he's going to have some choices that he's going to get to pick from.
Yes, his resume will definitely be pushed forward, stuff like that. So, yeah, me and Brennan were roommates. We were cool. I give him some stuff because I was, you know, my parents went to Cal and my sister went to Cal. So, like, Cal was really, kind of embedded in me growing up and stuff like that. And for him to go to rival school and my roommate, you know, that kind of hurt. But, you know, it's all good now.
Both of you guys undrafted free agents, and then you both end up on the Texans. How strange is that? Like, your stories started off the same, then you went your separate paths, and then you both end up back in Houston playing for the Texans and really contributing as starters.
Yes, that's, I can't say anything other than that, but it's just kind of fate. I remember.
Do you guys ever talk about that? Like, how strange it is that.
Yeah, I remember. He called me because I put on my Instagram that I was coming to Houston after the draft or something like that, and he called me and he was like, "Yeah, I'm headed down there too." And I was like, "Wow, you know, that's great. I'll be cool to be teammates again and stuff like that." And then kind of seeing how few undrafted rookies make 53s from the start.
Right.
And for us to be two out of the three, because I think it was me, him, and Joel Heath. That was just amazing. That's all I can describe it as. And, you know, it's great to have someone who, you know, I kind of grew up.
I mean, you were 18, so
yeah,
fair to say you've known him for a while.
Yes, I've known for a while, and I have great chemistry with, and that, you know, our communication, even though we're on offense and defense, is still great because we're both out there on special teams.
All right, so. You talk about chemistry and communication. I got to ask you about Deshaun Watson. And what this offense has been able to put together in the last few weeks. You were here last year, and it seemed like it was such a struggle, like, to get a touchdown in a game. And now it's touchdown for you, touchdown for you, touchdown for you. I know you are still waiting for that first touchdown this year, but, when you look at what Deshaun Watson's able to do when he comes in here, you know, what are your thoughts on that, and what's it like with him running the offense this year?
It's a combination of a couple of things. It's a combination of just the play calling. I think the play calling has been really creative, creative to get people open, creative to help the line out, creative to get the running backs. So with the play calling and with a quarterback like Deshaun who can, you know, make plays and doesn't really – I mean, he – obviously we want to have him and Deshaun to have like a great, DeAndre to have a great relationship. But just knowing that, you know, as me as a tight end, you know, me running my routes and receivers running the routes, like anybody can get the ball at any time. So, you know, that's just great, you know, having that kind of chemistry, because I feel like everyone knows that, you know, the ball will be distributed, so it's fun.
You just got to get open. He gives you so much time to get open.
Yes, absolutely. So it's really great. It's really great, you know, being able to communicate and he's really great in listening to the looks like you would present to them and stuff like that. So, you know, it's been fun, really fun.
It's been fun for us to watch as well. Steven, have a great bye week. Safe travels to California, and we'll see you back here next week.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Steven. Bye.